Your guests are looking to you for curation on what they should do and what they need. Showing them what they can do is an important step. Look at the picture of your stay and think, what can make this better? If you woke up tomorrow, what would be different that makes it better, not more automated?
Welcome back to the Investor Podcast. I am your co-host, Andressa Ghidelli, and today I'm running solo. Liz Faircloth is in Montana having some fun there with the family. Today's episode, I'm so excited. We're talking about automation. We have Annie Slowen. She's a short-term rental owner and community leader, and she's going to break down how you can start automating your short-term rental as a mini hotel and increase your profits. Ladies, changing your price per night is no longer a single strategy that works. Today's market, it's all about adding the amenities and upselling. And here is the guide for you to start doing that today. So Annie, automation is my love language, and I am so excited to talk to you about it, right? So the next half an hour, we're going to talk about automations and how all of you that are listening can automate your short-term or mid-term rental and truly like optimize it. So let's dive in. Annie, when was enough enough? What was the pivotal moment in your short-term rental where everything changed with automation?
So the pivotal moment for me with short-term rentals was when yet another guest, and this just stacked on there, messages at midnight and says, "Hey, we ran out of firewood. It's midnight. We are a couple of bottles of wine in and we're 30 miles from a store. Where do we get firewood?" Because
and you answered, there's a thing called Google.
Yeah, yes, use exactly. It. Use it. But also, there's nothing available. I'm 30 miles from a store, right? Or 25 miles from a store you're in. Landers, you know, Landers, California, et cetera. This happened all the time, right? Also, this happens with late checkout all the time. This happens with where can we get a massage all the time. This happens usually for you if you're not using a property manager who's doing this necessarily, and this happened then later with my property manager too, but you're getting these questions. Generally, you're at dinner with your spouse. And some fire, and the fire ends up being someone has a question, and you need to be a good host. These same questions happen every single day. And I'm coming from a tech background, and I thought, the automation is, if you're getting the same question every day, you need to automate the answer to that question. That was the turning point, was, wait, I'm getting the same question all the time, and I'm also unable to provide a decent answer. So the answer is basically, sorry, no, or sorry, it's too late, right? Versus, I can help you with that. Or here's another solution that can help you with that, but automating the answer to that.
I also think that we put ourselves in a good position based on what you're saying, because if I am with my child, I am much shorter, right? If I'm getting my period, to be honest with you,
yes,
I'm going to be much shorter.
Yeah.
Right. So we help ourselves, ladies, when we have those standard high level hospitality answers ready to go. So we don't rely on our hormones.
Yeah. Yes, we don't. The other thing that I'd say about that is, for me with my short-term rentals, some months I'd be, you know, doing incredibly well, you know, with short-term rentals, and others, and that's also a seasonal thing, but other months I'd be under, I'd be like, oh, you know, I'm breaking even, and I got really low interest rates. And, you know, if you're breaking, in my opinion, breaking even really low interest rates, you're doing great because you're growing in your equity, and then you're going to be slowly growing with your actual profit over time. But when you have a property manager, if you're the owner and you're not property managing, almost always, in this is my experience, and also many people that I work with, all that profit's going to the property manager. Right. And that's, they're doing their job. They're doing a great job. If they're getting 10, 20, 25%, totally depends on your property manager. But we have this joke. My rentals are in Southern California, that your guests come in and crank up the AC and throw open the windows. Right. Because And then it's probably the same thing in cold climates. They're like, let me crank up the heat and then throw open the windows all night long, right?
How does that make sense?
Because they're on vacation. They want to use all the resources, right? But when they check in, it's generally a sunk cost for you. You're making all the money you're going to make the moment they check in, which when you look at hotels are making 15 to 30% of their overall revenue after the guest checks in.
Help me to understand now. Wait a minute. This is taking a turn.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So when you walk into a hotel, you walk in, and I'm in a full service hotel, right? You walk in and they say, hey, would you like spa services? Here's our room service menu. Oh, you can see the gift shop or you can see the store when you walk in. It is not hidden inside anything else, right? So, also, would you like a nice room? Hey, how about, would you like a different view, right? And the thing that they're doing is they're upselling, but they're upselling in a way that it does not look like they're selling you something, which is, I think, long been the issue with upselling, the idea of upselling in short-term rentals or selling anything. Like, no, I don't want to sell you a toothbrush. I'm not going to sell you coffee. I'm not going to nickel and dime you for all these things, because it's tacky, right? I think for all of us, like, don't do that. Anybody listening, don't do that, right? Unless you're a hostel, don't do that. But hotels do it in a way where they position it as, this is an upgrade for you. This is an extra service. We have on-demand blank. We can connect you with blank. And they're still making money on those things. But because the hotel industry is so much older than the industry that we're in, they've kind of gotten it down of how to message around improving your stay, but also making more money.
I love that. And I think there is so much that we can implement from that perspective. You mentioned that when you automate amenities, investors can change their entire portfolio. And I'm going to be very specific here. You're saying that you're seeing owners adding as much as $10,000 per month to their balance sheet just on late checkouts?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's happening?
Isn't that mind-blowing? I mean, even for me, to be honest, that is totally mind-blowing. We have people, property managers also, who are just selling firewood, late checkout, and massage. And they are adding 11,000. And they have groups of cabins. So that's not one. But if you can add, you know, $250 even a month or $500, we have, I think the highest would be about $800 to $1,000 per unit, plus rentals if you have, you know, bikes, kayaks, et cetera. And we can talk about insurance for that. But it is money that is essentially sitting there. And some people will say, oh, I don't want to charge my guests for that. And that's totally fine if you don't. But you're also, it's your time that you're spending. It's your cleaner's time that is being moved, right? It is you looking at a calendar. And you can, again, number one, automate that if you have property management software. But automate that always. If your guest is asking you, hey, can we get it? We're staying for 2 weeks and we're a family of eight. Can we get a mid-stay clean? Automate that and make some money off that as well. There are so many things that, again, if you just look at the analog of a hotel and what a hotel generally sells well, even laundry, they got a laundry bag in your room. And they're going to charge you. They're not doing your laundry for free, right? And they're also making money off of that, but they've woven it into, well, we are already doing all the linens anyway. Let's make extra money in this way, this way, and this way.
I am like looking back because I just came back from our investor con and like, wait a minute. I thought that was just high hospitality and like convenience, which I love, right? So I think we're talking here about framing it, which I think that's what it is, a high-level hospitality versus, oh, I'm just going to upsell. I think if I have received information from a massage, right? If you're traveling with your family, everybody like, oh my gosh, I need a minute here, right? Oh, by the way, they have a massage here and all those recommendations. Well, let me book that. So I think it's availability, right? Providing the availability. So when investors are looking to automate, right? They can get so overwhelmed with so many things, right? So we're somebody right now that it's self-managing their short-term rental, what are the first steps to start automating when it comes down to communication?
So the first thing is having something visually that your guests can look at right when they book and having that visual thing, it's generally a website. If you have a direct booking site, you can put your stuff on there. You can use us. You can use a number of different people. If you have a property management, some property management softwares do this, but not many. But the first thing is when your guest books, making them aware that you have things for their stay additional. So an example of this is, hey, thanks for booking. We're so excited. Booking message. We're so excited to have you stay. If you'd like to add any services or upgrades to your stay, like, and generally guests want to hear what those things are, like a tour, massage, private chef, late checkout and more, check out our store. And that store is basically just showing your guests what is available. And the reason why that step is important is because your guests immediately at that time just start thinking about, we call it pre-booking your memories. Like, oh, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to need, right? And generally what your guests are already doing is they're booking their stay. And then the next step is they're going to get their rental car. They're going to find out, you know, where they need baby equipment, right? Do I need a SIM card? We want to do the tour of the canyon. That's a very generic thing, but showing them what they can do is an important step there. It's also a massive automation, operational efficiency tactic, because if you have eight rentals, if you have eight condos in Chicago, and they're always booked, five of those people are going to ask you for a late checkout anyway. But if they know that there's an associated cost, only two of them are going to ask. And they're the two people that we're going to pay anyway. So you're cutting down on all of your questions being asked that are, one, bringing you money. And if you know, I've got eight condos in Chicago and I've only got two parking spots, you can say, hey, you can purchase those parking spots in advance of your stay, rather than texting back and forth. Oh, how much is it? Oh, what time do I need to leave? Oh, you know.
It's
so much back and forth that you can cut out by saying, great, get them in my store. So everything that your guests are going to need, put them in front of them right after they book. And sometimes they won't book them then, but over time they'll come back to it. We always say, tell them 1 week before their stay, hey, if you'd like to book any services while you're here, do it now, because there's a lead time on, you know, most services like massage and food, et cetera. And then that also applies to even things like pool heating. If you need a beach key and you need to rent it to them, I know it sounds weird to rent a beach key, but everyone loses your beach. If you're in Florida and you have a beach key, everyone's going to the beach. They're going to lose your beach key. Like, let them know all of the systems around your place that either they're going to need to pay for, or if they lose it, they're going to need to pay for. So just the communication is the very first thing.
I love that. So for the women that are like, I don't even know, like, what do they need? So if I am somebody that I have one, two, or three short-term rentals, but I didn't do my survey to that level to know what do they really want and care about. How would you go about it? Would you start with testing things out and seeing, like, what do they really want? What would you recommend?
So what we do is we help create stores, and each store is just based on zip code. And it automatically, if you say, make a store from each one of my Airbnb listings or Vrbo or wherever you have your listings, it automatically creates a little mini website for you. And it pulls in the local services that we see selling that we've vetted before. And that's generally four or five services. If you have 90 services, it becomes the brochure rack of the Best Western. Like, you don't want to, that's the other thing. Even if you're selling your own things, sell three, sell four, right? Because
you're I tell you a quick story? Because it just reminded me of it before I interrupt you. I went to an Airbnb and it was like a Bible. It was a freaking Bible.
Word.
I think every single pamphlet and every single store, it was there. I was like, this is useless. So based on what you're saying, more does not mean more efficient.
No, I mean, your guests are looking to you for curation on what they should do and what they need. So a couple of local services, things that always sell well, massage, chef, if you have a flower delivery, especially if you're in kind of a romance destination, someone who will bring flowers, anything wellness, even in the hospitality industry in general, is starting to eclipse food. It depends on where you are, right? If you're in New Orleans, food and bev is going to be, it's still much higher, but wellness, Reiki healing, sound bath, yoga workshop for your girls' weekend, someone to come to the house, those things are going to sell generally very well. We look again at the analog of hotels and see that experiences will sell a little bit, but things that come to the house sell a lot. So if that is, yeah, if that is a sommelier who will come for your girls' weekend for the four of you, if it's, again, any wellness services, if it's a delivery of a specialty food item, that's what people want because they're on vacation and often vacations now. Again, it totally depends on your destination, but hey, if they've got a pool and I'm with my family, I'm rarely leaving that place, right?
Even
if
they have a beach. Leave at all.
Totally. Exactly.
Leave me alone.
Yeah,
introverts.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let me, my brain is going to the technical piece for a second. What are the margins on that, right? Because there's a cost to hire somebody. And then what do we put on top of it so we are making money while selling a service?
Yeah. So what we do is that there's two types of services. There's services that the host co curates and recommends to you. So we use the same vendors that Marriott and Hilton use. So it's very, very well vetted massage therapy, large companies, chefs, et cetera. And what we do is we add additional money on top. So you make 5 to 10%. So if your guest buys, we had a guest the other day that bought $3,600 in amenities for their stay. What? That's more than the nightly break. Just crazy, right? They bought 4 massages and a chef's dinner for 8 and a hike around the property. It was like a wine country property, right? So what we do is we add 5 to 10% for the host, and the host makes that money. So that property manager made $360 and didn't do any work. So on the back end, what we do is we automate out to the vendor. This person wants this thing at this time at this day. Can you do it? And we also hold credit card information. So it's not a, you guys can't buy something and have a poor experience, right? And have it not show up, et cetera. But the real moneymaker is things that you as a host, we call it host-owned services, provide or connect. So firewood is a really good example. You're going to keep all the money from that. If your sister is a portrait photographer and everyone comes to the North Carolina beaches and wants matching family photos on the beach, you can connect your sister as a vendor and you can sell that for $500 and give your sister $100. Maybe $200 if you like your sister more. And then that, so the margins are really up to you of what you're selling. If it's your late checkout, you're keeping all that money. If it's your product, we have people who sell Christmas ornaments in the shape of Washington State. And that's all they sell, which is fascinating to me. And then we have people, you know, making thousands on late checkout and just margins on massage or often things that you're already have in your ecosystem of your rentals. Mid-stay cleaning is a very good example. Linen refresh, extra recycling pickup. If you have somebody, if you got like a party destination or if people are staying for 2 weeks at your villa, you're going to want to say, hey, do you want these services? You're probably going to be, you know, no one wants a huge party, but a party. Things that you connect are going to do generally really well. And often you already have them. We have campsites that use us. And, you know, they got two bored dudes hanging out at the campsite already who are like, yeah, I'll set up your fire for you. Yeah, I'll take down your tent when you're hungover on Sunday, right? Or we have coolers on site. We'll stock a cooler full of ice for you. I mean, if I was going camping, I'd be like, yes, have a cooler full of ice waiting for me. And these guys, they want to make extra money, right? So they're like, well, we're sitting here doing this. Or if you have a runner, we have definitely people who are like, oh, my, you know, summer home from college, I'll just have them. And it's by request. So they aren't just sitting around because your guests, you can say this needs a 7-day lead time.
Sure. You can set expectations from that part. My question to you is that, like, what is the balance, right? Because I keep thinking about, like, I think the Spirit, the aviation, right? Where you, like, you blink, you're paying for an extra whatever. It's cheap, but then you're like, blink, you breathe, and you pay an extra $10 or $20 or whatever that is. And that might irritate people and their experience. So what have you seen that is a balance between, okay, those are part of, like, amenities and services that are part of the hospitality process. And those are things that I am going to offer as an upsell.
So we always say don't ever sell anything under $20. And that means even if you really want to sell hangover, you know, everyone's asking you for Advil. If all your guests are, you're in the middle of nowhere, have those cute hangover kits from Etsy with your brand stamped on it in the closet that's locked. And what we can do is we can provide codes on your guest receipt to open that, right? So make it an incredible hospitality experience that improves their stay only, right? Higher, and it doesn't have to be a luxury destination. It can be mid to high end. You're never charging people. Also, you're never charging people for things that you say that you're including in your amenities, right? So if you're saying we've got kayaks, provide those kayaks, right? If you're saying in your listing, we can connect you to on demand, or we have kayaks available for rent, that is where you are, again, you're setting up the expectations of communication. We have this funny thing that happened during Coachella. This is a really funny example, but we had a property manager connect a mobile tattoo artist for the week of Coachella that they knew. We had to make, you know, you have to make sure it's insured and vetted and all. And that's also legal in California, and some states that's not. But it was a very, very smart thing to connect because it was very interesting. And it's also Coachella, right? But what they did is 3.5 months before Coachella, they sent out an email to all of their huge email list. Week of Coachella, mobile on-demand tattoo artist. So if you send out that email, I'm going to say 90% of people are going to open it. If you send out an email that says early birds, 15% off week of Coachella, 10%, 15% are going to open that. So it's being used as both marketing to make it, oh yeah, remember that place, right? And as extra money. Nobody booked that mobile tattoo artist, which is fine. But you know, everyone's thinking about that villa and it got booked just based on the interest of the amenities connected. So the way that you're making money on that is not necessarily the actual, same thing with hotels. When they email you, they say, oh, you know, we have a pop-up chef this season, or they're going to email you in the low season. And they're probably not going to ask, they're not going to say discount. Maybe they'll say discount, but they're going to say special packages available, or they're going to say holiday decor, come see our lobby. And if you can do that with your rentals and you're also doing obviously direct booking, your margins are going to be much higher and you don't necessarily need to drop your rates very much. So the money, just the holistic revenue picture, I think most of us think, oh, it's just the nightly rate. But when you can start to almost asset stack, you know, in different ways, be like, I'm making money off of this. It's improving my marketing. It becomes a more whole picture.
I love that. And I think that that's like the full optimization, right? I'm going to talk about the ladies that are listening and they're resisting letting go of them doing everything manually. And I want you to picture yourself, ladies that are listening, when you are having dinner or you're with your family and you do get that message about the toilet that just got clogged and they don't know what to do. Your face changes, your energy changes, you are basically like kidnapped, right? And I want you to fully understand what's the price of that. Because in your head, you're thinking, no, I'm not going to hire a property management company or other softwares and tools and make an investment. You're looking at a cost versus an investment. And I want you to think about what is it costing you? You can get that time back with your child, with your family. You can get, like, you got kidnapped and you're gone. So Annie, talk to us about this when investors are looking at their properties as a business. And instead of looking as a cost to invest in tools, in property management, we encourage them to reframe and look at it as an investment. And how can we guarantee that we're getting that return back?
So what you're saying is so spot on for me with my kids. Just a minute. Hold on. Okay, just a minute. I'll be right there. Go hide around the corner, right? Short-term rentals, I feel like for so long, they have positioned themselves as you're doing this for fun. You know, like, oh, you're in it to make friends. You're in it to meet new people. Whereas you're actually running a micro hotel. And there have been very few support systems for you to run this hotel because it's always been like, oh, I'm in this for fun. We're in this to make money. Let's be frank. I mean, I'm in this also to create money for my children in the future, right? To set up a support system to get out of the regular workspace, to have somewhat passive income. And I think that passive, it's kind of a joke. It's like, ha, ha, ha. It's not passive at all when you actually start doing it, right? Systems like the ones we're doing basically allow so, oh, something just happened and I don't even need to think about it, right? It's all happening. The machine is working behind the scenes. My guests just reached out because they want a massage. We put their credit card money on hold. The company that's the vendor replies to us, the host co, and says, yes, I can do it. We release all the information to the vendor and the guest. Great, this is done. Your vendor will reach out immediately. That is such a different thing than, hold on, let me check. Oh, it's in my guidebook. Oh, we didn't read your guidebook. Oh, here's the phone number. Oh, they're not open anymore. Oh, yes, they are. Oh, wait, you just have their phone number wrong. Oh, do I Venmo them? Like, think about all that time in one transaction. And your time is your money also for us. So automating those requests to other people, even if that request cannot be fulfilled, that's even another case where you should not even get involved of set it and forget it. We'll also say, for us, our product is free. So it starts, you can do a subscription for like, you know, calendar invites and extra stuff, but it's free. And we take a commission on sales. And we set it up that way because, so I'm a real short-term rental host. My co-founder started a real estate and property management company in Joshua Tree. So we also were like, our margins are not, one, our margins aren't big enough. Two, we're spending all of our time on it, right? So how do we improve this for ourselves first? It's funny because I was working at Facebook when we built this, and then it started doing really well. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to quit my job now and come and do this full time. So
it's funny, right? And a lot of women that are used to, this is a, I would dare to say that this is a fairly new industry, short-term rental. I came across in 2010. That was my first short-term rental. And like, I started like, this is so weird. But then, you know, this is, I can't believe this is weird as hell. But anyway, we are in a different era. I think there is a mindset shift that needs to happen in terms of the investors, first of all, resisting automation.
Yeah.
And this battle of like, well, but this is a relationship business and I need to be on it. We're not saying just like become a robot, let an AI, maybe in the future, who knows, but let AI run it for you. So what would you say, what do you think that like the entire process needs to be automated, but what part of the process, the human touch is not replaceable in your opinion?
Well, I don't want to get in trouble with a lot of friends, but the communication is not reliable enough to automate. I would say your communication with your guest, some of it, if you have a third party that can be helpful to you, is, I wouldn't say just AI automation is ready for all of the communication. Making like what I would say is look at the picture of your stay and think, what can make this better, right? If you woke up tomorrow, what would be different that makes it better, not more automated? Because I think automation is also like, oh, I don't, you know, that is just a word of improving the systems behind it. But on the front of it, again, hotels, they have someone there. They have someone smiling at you. They have someone talking to you. When you are booking, certainly with Airbnb, other things like Priceline or booking.com, it's a little less human also too. But with Airbnb, you still need to say you are a person, right? And look at what's going to improve the stay and reduce friction rather than reduce humanness, right? So, hey, again, we if you'd like to add anything, we'd love to connect you to something using yourself in the we would love to connect you to something. Welcome to our house, right? So it's not removing that. It's just saying, what can we do extra for you, right? I would also say in the kind of the fear of automation, but for us, it is how do we do something that's as easy as eBay? That's going to take you 5 minutes to start, because if you're a property manager or an owner, you are literally putting out fires. You're not putting out just metaphorical fires. Sometimes you're putting out literal fires.
Literally.
Yeah. If something takes a long time to get up to speed or to understand, it's going to be 10th on your list and it's never going to get above 9. Right. So having something that's like, I can plug this in and I can do this in one day and then I can rarely think about it for the next year. That's what you need, rather. I mean, some systems, you're going to need more in depth. But most of it for us also is plug it in and then it runs on its own, right? And you rarely need to tweak it. For us, that means we vet new vendors in your area. We add new things. And then we just communicate to you, hey, someone is looking for something. Here's something they need, which is also, I would say, a vast improvement with you personally, because it's letting you know what your guests are interested in buying, which helps you personalize their stay. We also hear a lot of guests saying, oh, do you have blah, blah, blah? Or we're looking for blah, which then we are able to say to you, hey, lots of guests are asking for this in your area, right? We had in LA, we've seen people booking haircuts, which I'm like, what? Who is needing it? But I guess they're there for some function, right? Or, you know, or it glam squad, right? And then that translates to, hey, people are looking for this. You can put that even in your listing. We connect to all of these on-demand services. And again, it's we connect to it. It's not some robot.
Yeah. I love that. And I think that for the ladies that are listening, okay, you might become overwhelmed. Take a deep breath. All right, you got this. And I want you to start utilizing AI to do the thinking of it. You know, if you have not have a document with all the frequent asked questions that your guests are proposing, ask ChatGPT, what are the common questions? And give me, what would you answer? And then you can customize that. All we're saying is that there's no need for you to type over and over again the same thing, right? Who wants that? Annie, this is so good. And I have a bunch of other questions that I didn't get through here. So we might have to have you back, because yeah. I love this so much. And I think that the women that are listening, this is what is going to allow us to get our time back so we can focus on living the life that we want to live. That's the ultimate goal here, right? So Annie, for the ladies listening, where they can find more information about you?
So you can find us at thehost.co. We also have one of the biggest Instagram communities of hosts for a brand, and we're at The Host Company. And what we often do at The Host Company is we're just talking about tips like 5 newbie mistakes I made, you know, what happens when regulations change. So a lot of the stuff that we share is also just about, again, supporting micro hotels, as we call them, rather than just talking about what we do.
Awesome. And all this information you guys can find on our show notes. Annie, thank you so much for everything you have shared here. This episode was great. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. I would love to come again. See you later.
Awesome. Thank you. If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.